Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are working through the book of Ephesians, one verse at a time, just taking our time enjoying the Apostle Paul's writing. He's in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 16. He says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. But let's not leave it there. That's the middle of a sentence. Here's the whole sentence, starting in verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly or carefully or accurately, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And the Greek phrase here would have been close to buy up for yourselves seasonable time whenever it occurs. So, because the phrase redeeming is what you think it is. It's the same phrase Paul uses in Galatians 3 where he says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. He has bought us out from the curse of the law. So when you see redeeming the time, it might make more sense to say buy up time. Now, that doesn't make sense when it comes to thinking about the clock. The clock, you can't buy time by, you can't, you know, give $100 and you get an hour back. It doesn't work that way. But when we say buy time, what we're meaning is saving time. And if you, whenever they, I don't know why I'm thinking of this, but I'm thinking technologically. I mean, I'm sitting here doing a podcast on my iPhone, which will then shoot an email to my email account, download it to my desktop, edit it in a program, kick it back out to the internet where our ministry grabs it and puts it on all of our social media pages. The technology, that's astounding. Well, what has happened is the technology has bought me time, where this process, even 20 years ago, would have been going into a studio, recording it to a hard drive or a hard disk, and then editing it through a slower process. And then 20 years before that, you would have had to go into a professional studio and used reel-to-reel tape and et cetera, et cetera. What are we doing? We're buying up time. Or something very practical. You used to sweep. Most floors were hardwood. And then when the vacuum cleaner was invented, most floors went to carpet because you could put a vacuum cleaner on the carpet, do it 10 times faster. What were we doing? We were buying ourselves time. We weren't really getting time back. We were just not using time on other things. So I don't think Paul's deceived into believing you can buy up time, but he's telling you how to save time. Save your time because the days are evil. Buy up for yourself, really the Greek phrase, seasonable time of good for yourself and for others. You buy it off. Let's use Colossians 4. It helps. Colossians 4 and 5. Walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming the time, or the Greek phrase, buy off from the vanities of them that are without, of the unwise ones, as used here in Ephesians. So I like to think of it in this phrase. There are special favorable seasons in our lives for good, and they present themselves at different times in our lives, and we ought to diligently avail ourselves to those times. I don't mean there's a time to be good and a time to be bad. I mean, there are favorable moments in our lives where we ought to avail ourselves to those moments. Don't miss those moments. Buy those moments up. Whenever the Spirit is moving you into a certain area, go. You would be wasting time not to go. I feel like this entire move my family and ministry has been a part of has been buying time. We have been getting a seasonable time in our lives, and we've availed ourselves to it rather than wasting time spinning our wheels in another place. I believe this constitutes true wisdom. I hope I'm getting there. But that's the wisdom spoken of in Ephesians 5:15. In a larger sense, it could be considered the whole season from the time you've been woke up, when you wake from your sleep, as you continue to walk, that's redeeming your life. It's getting it back. We'll go a little further with this tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.